Analysis: the food was terrible, and the portions were too small.
Don't listen to him, he doesn't eat. Yes, my lords. Can we see the burial mount?
If anyone objects to me pressing the button, speak now. Or, actually, if you're AFK, then you can't really say anything right now. But speak now or speak later, but for the record, because we will have pressed the button. For the record, yes, I did press the button before that.
Of course you did. And then I had a delayed Wait, what? Oh, right.
Remember, I cut the silences. It's fine. Just don't bring attention to them.
Like that one?
Or this one. Or that one. Or this one here. That was a long one.
No, it wasn't.
Beth, start the show.
I'm reminded of the moment of Return of the Jedi where the, you know, the battle over Endor intensified the four batteries. I don't want anything getting through. Too late! And that was what happened there. Yeah.
More or less.
Oopsies. So, hi. Welcome to GURPS Wars, a homebrew GURPS Star Wars game where my mechanics may be broken, but we have fun anyway. I'm Beth, I'm GMing, and we've got Crash and Ellie and Eo and... what name do you want me to use there?
Paul's fine.
Paul and Paul. And hopefully I will actually remember the name, even if it's not written down in front of me. And this is the, technicality group? What are we calling
this
group?
We did call it technicalities. We called it technicalities. Okay. And then we started calling it technical difficulties after we'd wrapped the first arc of technicalities, which was very funny for me because that's a show done by Tom Scott, which has nothing to do with the Sith. Or the Jedi, or GURPS.
Not with that attitude. We
can accept you, one of anyway, us. One of us.
Yes, I've been infected. The technicalities group. Last seen, most of the technicalities group here. We are missing a player, though. We're missing Atello at the moment. But obviously, Atello's down with space flu. Possibly, yeah, flu. I don't think I could... No.
Gesundheit.
But, yeah. Last seen some apprentices and their HK droid and their other droids went looking for what was apparently a rogue droid, but wound up discovering a crippled human inside, somewhat drugged out of his poor little gourd. So that sure was a fascinating... prototype giant ACDog battle droid there that was apparently being run by a human inside. Well, after all that, your masters got to chatting with each other, and you're kind of horrified because apparently they made friends. They made friends. Oh no, your masters are friends. This is terrible.
I didn't think my master could be friends with anybody.
Well, apparently they think that this means, or someone posing as your master, you're never quite sure. They think that the rest of them are, like, useful, potentially. I mean, they might be useful.
Assertion, this unit is glad that they've made friends. This unit was about to try to organize play dates.
Well.
You have to keep them occupied. It's for enrichment purposes.
Indeed. I'm going to just move Apprentice Navari off to... Looks side. She's not appearing in this. Yeah, she's not.
My character makes that statement, and apprentice Stabby, apprentice Zappy Zap, just moves directly away from my character on the map.
Oh well, it's
I'm not touching that one. I'm not the only one who knows Force Lightning.
So, this is apparently why one of your masters, and they really haven't bothered to tell you which one, has been asked, it's probably strategy, it's probably Michaela's master, is sending a troubleshooting squad to a small imperial colony world, farming world mostly, that's called Vilnus. And apparently the governor has said that there's a problem in one of their small towns. And it's something weird and creepy, and it might involve freaky Sith stuff. Or it might not. So, well, who knows weird, freaky Sith stuff, yeah? Yeah?
Me!
That's right, you! And Michaela is there because, well, you have to, like, earn your keep somehow occasionally, and your master makes you do stuff. Isn't that rude?
Also, I have the spaceship.
Yep, and you have the spaceship, so you can actually take people without a requisition of stuff. So, Hizani, before you were able to fully pack up and whatnot, someone showed up on your doorstep. And the someone who showed up on your doorstep is, like, your aunt.
Oh, no. Which aunt?
The one on the redder side. Who
witch
has...
aunt? Yes, the one who's a witch.
It's a Sith family. There's a lot of witches here. A cousin of yours. A cousin of yours by the name of Crix. Needs to be taken in hand. He's an acolyte. He hasn't been sent apprenticed yet. He hasn't been sent to Korriban. He needs to... Your aunt delicately taps her fingertips together. He needs to abandon some childish fancies and accept that he is destined to be a Lord of the Sith, just as you are, my dear.
What else would he be, my
don't
lord
ask. Darling, don't ask. Don't ask, you don't want to. He'll probably tell you. Least he needs to figure out some compatible way to be a Lord of the Sith so he can pursue some childish fancies when he's grown up and has hopefully grown out of them. In the meantime, I need you to take him in hand and make sure he doesn't run off to Nar Shaddaa or something. Go employ himself with filthy underclass labor for a hut.
Yes, my lord aunt. I will make sure that my cousin does not disgrace himself or the family.
Thank you, my dear. Oh, you're packing. Where are you headed?
I had a mission for my master.
Excellent. You can take him with you. Good. He's already packed. Since he was going to be moving into to your estate here.
An apartment, aunt.
Oh, you only have one of the rooms here? Well, the
Did I break you? Sorry about that.
All right, it's a very small estate, I suppose, but I'm sure that we can get him a sleeping bag up for the floor. But if you're going somewhere, that's delightful. I'll go out in the hall and fetch him. He can't have gone far. Crix, darling!
Yes? Hi? Oh, cousin?
This is your cousin, Tizani. You're going to be helping Tizani with her work so that you learn things. Useful things. Applicable things suitable to your station. Do you understand?
Yes, yes.
Very good. Apparently she's going somewhere and it's wonderful that you're already packed. You can help her.
Yes, you can. I'm sure you can.
If you say so, I guess, you know. Thank you.
Oh, come on. Have a spine. Tizani is slinging an arm over Crix's shoulders.
Thank you, Tizani.
You can't just let everyone walk all over you, Tizani says, while steering Crix towards the next location.
Has the ant left yet?
She will wave happily at you as you depart through, you know, the elevator and whatnot. So, and don't let him run off, dear. If he runs off, we'll have to hunt him down with the droids again.
Again, I'll wave to her as the doors close. Once the doors close, oh, thank God she's gone. Thank all the gods. She's scary.
Well, obviously.
I really don't care for any of this stuff, but I don't know. It is what it is, I guess.
I don't understand how you can not care for any of this stuff when you don't know what any of this stuff is yet.
Ooh, just what Auntie wants me to do and be a Lord of the Sith. Ooh, like it's a big deal or something. I don't know, whatever.
Dasani, for once, is speechless.
I just don't want any of that. Everybody's got to be a Lord of the Sith. Yippee.
You not. What?
One short trip to the spaceport later, and you're walking into the hangar where Michaela and the ship that she Mikala. Has assured... Mikala, sorry.
Mikala.
Mikala.
I can't remember how to pronounce anything.
Ellie, it's Mikala, right? Now,
Mikala.
Mikala, yeah.
Mikala. Okay, Mikala. All right, sorry. Mikala has... her ship there. It's her, right? She, her, not they, them.
Yes.
Thank you. Just double checking because my brain is goo sometimes. Mikala has her ship there and is doing whatever she wishes to be doing with her ship whilst waiting for Tizani. HK is also there because, well, HK's person, Dath, was supposed to be, but is apparently down with space flu or something. And we'll join you all subsequently. Possibly Dath was scared to fly on Mikala's ship. You may continue your discussion.
We're here.
What exactly?
I forget.
What is Mikala doing to her ship at the moment, if anything?
Sorry, Mikala's player is rescuing a fallen over guitar.
Whoops. Oh no. These things, they happen.
But Boo wanted to play the guitar. Do not stifle his dreams.
I guess that's one way to play drop D.
I was taking advantage of other people doing things to restring it. And when I was suddenly called upon, I had to set it down.
Sorry.
Mikala is, just a moment, cleaning yogurt out of a vent.
Cleaning yogurt out of the what?
Out of a vent.
Oh.
A vent.
Oh, that doesn't look good.
What a waste of yogurt.
Dasani sort of clutches Krix's arm like she's worried that he's taken such leave of his senses that he's going to try to get in there and get at the yogurt.
Oh, well, that yogurt's already ruined. I can make you a much better yogurt with the right ingredients, I'm sure.
Okay. Okay, good, 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 good. Right, everything's all right then. Sorry.
That'll do. I just... need to replace this vent cover, and these things happen when you have parties.
Yogurt parties?
No, just regular parties. If I had a yogurt party, I'd be cleaning the whole ship.
HKRPR approaches with a bucket of yogurt, like a galvanized bucket, but full of yogurt. Assertion.
Last time I went...
I have recovered the rest of the yogurt.
Oh, good.
I keep apologizing for interrupting. Tasani would not.
Who are these people?
Yes, you have not met the person Tasani is with.
Oh, hi. Well, I'm Mikala. You can call me Mika. I guess I'm here because I have a ship.
Hi, Mika. My name is Krix.
Oh, okay.
That's my cousin.
Yeah.
Cousins. Oh, on which side?
The red side. Zani, you may decide which side is the redder side.
Well, I'm not sure how many cousins removed he is.
Oh.
I didn't ask. My aunt showed up.
Well, don't be more removed while we're on the ship. It's cold out there.
Absolutely cold.
HKRPR will approach and say, "Salutations, Cousin Crix. I present you with a complimentary bucket of yogurt," and I hand the yogurt over.
Thank you.
And I got the impression it was used yogurt, isn't it?
Or is it, it was cleared out of other vents.
Crix will take the bucket of yogurt and give it a sniff to see if it's gone off yet.
It's ticking. No, it's not.
No. That
Rotini is not here.
Rotini is not here.
Canonically not here. The reason for this was HK had a bucket of yogurt. HK did not want to have a bucket of yogurt. This was a method of disposing of the yogurt with the least amount of effort required. HK goes to put the vents back on.
For fun, Crix, give me a connoisseur food roll.
Oh, boy. All right.
Okay, it's in skills.
Looking.
Skills are on the right-hand side, down a little bit.
Thank goodness you didn't have to find perception.
This yogurt has seen better days, presumably yesterday or whenever it was that the party was had. It was probably much better than it's... Well, it would probably be fine to feed to certain animals and produce a nice... well, maybe not. Is that motor oil? You wouldn't eat this unless you were starving. This is terrible.
He'll pull the bucket away. No, this won't do it all. We need to get rid of this. And where's the disposal? This we can't eat this. This is terrible. No.
It would probably be pretty hard to cover the taste of motor oil.
Sorry.
Dazane failed a poisons roll and decided that she couldn't figure out how to disguise the taste.
Right. So we shouldn't eat this. And if you want yogurt, we can make much better yogurt than this. Where can we throw this? I start looking around for like a dumpster or something to, you know, here at the hangar to like chuck the box.
You could leave it. Just leave it for someone else to clean up.
That's what HK did.
Spaceport droid. Not HK. Because if HK picked it up, he'd bring it onto the ship. And that's not ideal.
HK just worked hard to get it off the ship.
You can always just leave it over by a wall or something.
All right. He'll go and set it off to the side then.
Hey, you can't put this here. This wall's only for buckets of blood. Read the signs.
Useful.
I didn't know Antwix was in this episode.
Blood pudding, blood sausage.
No. Well, I'm getting on the ship.
Okay.
You have luggage? Right. Nice to see you again.
Oh yeah, good to see you. Do you have luggage?
Yes.
Only there's a people compartment and a luggage compartment.
Bag in there. Yeah.
Okay.
Mikula,
you can give it to Bebop too.
Why don't you describe your ship?
I'm trying to remember how I described it before. It may
extremely not have been it wasn't. Extremely pre-owned is how you described it in the text up above.
Basically an Imperial transport shuttle that was destined for scrap until Mikula asked for it. It's been painted, it's been repaired.
Most of the yogurt is out of it.
Most of the yogurt is out of it. And Paul, I'm sorry, I didn't hear what you said.
So I get the impression that's very top of the line.
Yes.
For values of top of the line that were destined for the scrap heap.
Right.
It was the line for the scrap heap, so...
It's the best the 1920s have to offer. We don't know what calendar that is.
Holders hold anything as long as it's a cup.
Oh, I've met some cups that you wouldn't want to put in there.
Well, sure, but they could go in there.
Suggestion, with enough percussive force, most cups can fit anywhere.
Sadly true.
Ram would agree. And also Rotini.
Yeah.
They would use different methods for acceleration.
Yeah. Just for grins, would Mikaela want to do the honors on piloting, or has Mikaela programmed one of her droids to do it?
I'll do it.
Okay. Yes, Mikaela has a couple of droid minions. Oh, nice. 8x6. You all clear the stormy atmosphere of Dromenkos, which it's not raining at the moment. Get into
That's
space.
Astonishing.
Amazing, yeah. So it happens occasionally. There's breaks in the storms occasionally. It's just very cloudy. Break through the cloud cover, get to the point where there's a star over there and there's atmosphere over there and it, blooms over the planet in an amazing, glorious sort of display. You hit the button to go to hyperspace. You click it a few times, you bash it on the side, and then the stars in front of you streak as you are headed for your destination. And you will be in this little cramped... Well, there's a fresher, I presume, or at least something, sort of, like a bus fresher, airplane fresher, and the seats, presumably, you'd push them back.
Yeah, sure.
It won't matter that it's going to be a fairly long trip. Is there anything that you want to do along the fairly long trip way besides murder each other like good little Sithlets?
When you say
I feel like being trapped in this space means I need to make a self-control roll just because.
Yeah.
When you say fairly long trip, do you mean the course of days?
It's a little bit unclear. It's a small world. It's probably not too... It's... All things told, it is probably going to take you 18 hours.
Does the ship have a galley?
If it didn't have one?
I suppose it could. I don't see any reason why not.
It's tiny. It's the sort of galley that, like, airplanes have.
Fair.
It's, right across from the fresher.
Not optimal placement, but you do what you can with a small ship.
I'll scope it out to see what's there and available.
That's up to Mikaela.
Probably not any more yogurt.
Not any more yogurt.
A few empty tubs.
I really had not considered this ahead of time, so I don't know how to answer.
I mean, it's entirely possible that what your little galley has is nothing because you had a party last night and hadn't replenished it. There's like some ration bars people left over.
Oh no, I knew we were going on a trip. I'm gonna restock the thing.
Oh, okay. It's possible it's nothing but ration bars and water.
There are several cans of motor oil in there, which might explain
popcorn.
How it got in the yogurt.
Ew. Crix, the supplies are minimal.
Minimal.
They are practical.
Right. I should still be able to do something with this. And I'll set about trying to figure out some way to crush up some of the bars and make something a little bit more palatable out of it with the limited supplies and accoutrements that are there.
There were some cases of supplies brought in, but I don't know if Mikaela went for practical or flashy, and I'm going to assume practical, maybe.
Practical's fine.
Okay. There's like a few jelly packets left over from the party.
Ooh, a grape reduction. We could do that.
Sure, give me a cooking roll. Give me a cooking roll at -3, which means take your cooking and when you roll it, I will apply a -3, or there's also ways to already apply the minus.
Looking to see how to apply the minus. I don't know. I'm just going to click that.
Well, you made it by 4, so if a -3, you've made it by 1. You have turned ration bars and a bit of fascinating jellies of various kinds, a few packets, into something edible? Did you make enough for everyone?
Yes. So about this will be about we'll say halfway through the travel time. I'll say, all right, food's ready. I present to you your, and he pauses, feast, with a bit of a question mark at the end of the word feast. But you have, it's very, very astutely pleasantly displayed. You know, the bars have been ground up and formed into these nice little floral sort of petals in the middle of these the tin plates, and the jelly in some cases emulsified into said ration bars, and some used to decoratively very fancifully outline those little lines that you get in, like on plates at upper super bougie, super high-end type of restaurants, where the portions are really small but really expensive, that sort of thing.
You like to cook?
Oh yeah, yes. That's really, really what I want to do. I have a dream that one day, throughout the entire Midrim, there'll be a big chain of restaurants called Crix's Corner Kitchen and Cafe. And I'll have my own, across the hollows, where I can teach people how to cook, called Crix Cooks. It's catchy, right? Because it's the same letter, And it'll be so wonderful to
You want to teach. Be a chef and not a sith.
Anyone could cook. And I just want to make sure that everybody can cook well. And there's no excuse to eating crappy. Sorry, my voice cracks still sometimes. And some crappy food. So, yeah. I sense your disappointment, cousin.
I think that half the galaxy can sense my disappointment. No, my confusion.
Assertion. This unit supports your choices. Originally, I was meant to destroy things, but I have found that by going against my initial programming and repairing things, I can destroy so much more. Follow your dreams. If they don't succeed, this unit will still enjoy the show.
It seems every Sith just wants to be a Sith Lord. I don't want any of that. And I just rather cook.
I'm really channeling.
I want to be a lumberjack.
And you're okay. I'm really feeling the scene from Holy Grail, but I'd rather
that.
No, stop.
You are spot on the nose. That is part of the inspiration for the character, yes.
I love everything about this. And HK thinks that they are truly being supportive with what they've said.
Well, you're at least supporting HK. Yes, well.
I'm not saying they're doing it well.
Anyway, dig in, everybody. I'm sure you'll find it more than satisfactory and much better than just plain cold ration bars.
You got all of the vanilla flavored ones, and the fruit, it actually tastes like something edible and not precious.
Yes. All the yes.
Crush.
That needs to be the avatar. That needs to be the avatar.
So I went to openclipart.org and I did a search for chef, and I found not this, but with a little bit of change of the skin tone and some adding some face tentacles that are not quite symmetrical, I have made a hideous monstrosity.
It would certainly, well.
Be right back. I need to re-enter the GM account so I can properly change Paul's character.
Yes.
I'm just going to do that while everyone else banters. This is gold.
after far too long spent in each other's company, for people who are, well, at least two of you are Sith. Well, Sith in training, but, you know. You make it into orbit of the planet Vilnas. Would Mika like to make a piloting roll for landing? Because, you know. Oh no, Insomniac. Oh no. Made by 5. You come in for an absolutely perfect landing. And not just one. It's not just any landing you walk away from is a good landing. This is a very good landing. Nothing falls off. Nothing goes ping disturbingly. You're really quite proud of it. Hmm? Yeah.
The stairs go up on lights. One side and down on the other.
Mm-hmm.
A bunch of red lights rotate in the same direction, then rotate back again. No one understands what they do.
The stairs go up, the stairs go down.
Let's go find weird bad things. Thank the Emperor we are finally here.
Yeah.
And who can't have been that bad?
You're greeted by a functionary who will bring you. You're perfectly on time. You can be brought immediately to the governor's office, where the governor himself greets you all and is so thankful that Mikala's master was willing to send not just one apprentice, but several apparently. And this is an absolute delight. Pleasure to have you. You obviously can go to any restaurant on the planet. It's here. Here's, you know, the budget on the cards, as in anything just about, you know, you're Sith. Come on.
Okay.
And so grateful that you have come to help his cousin in Nolan's Gap. Please, it shouldn't be too much of a problem. Feel free to have anything you want. You might need to be a little bit careful. Everyone's setting up for the Founding Day celebration.
What's this about Nolan's Gap?
Oh, someone died and it's all and decayed too quickly or something.
Oh, fascinating.
And there's yard mounds, bumps.
Has anyone dug them up yet? Are there bodies underneath?
He said that the digging them up is what made someone die, maybe. He's not quite sure about it, and he's hoping that some people can investigate and find out what it is, and it might be some strange force thing, and they don't really have any force sensitives in town. After all, any force sensitives in Nolan's Gap would come here. We've got a small academy, even, in Vilnas City. You can obviously stay here. We've got some very comfortable rooms in the governor's mansion here. We've got, and there's housing at Nolan's Gap and a train if you want to take the train. But, Nicola, you have failed your area knowledge by 2. Do you wish to come up with some misapprehension or?
No, I just don't know a whole lot about the place.
What you know is what you've been briefed on, which is this is essentially a farming planet for the Empire. It raises space chickens and forest hay, which is ground up to produce various breads and ration bars, actually. High in protein, low in flavor, honestly. Strange colors.
This explains that rather weird message you posted to Discord about how chickens were canon.
Yes, chickens are canon.
Which had me think about chicken canon.
I mean, I'm sure that there have been people who have launched their MREs at things. Rand would probably love this place. This is where a lot of MRE ingredients come from.
Everything here is so...
Chickens.
Space chickens. Spicken.
No, I actually don't love it. You have to let it season over time. Everything here is too new.
Are you sure about that, Rand? Are you sure?
Look, I'll just take this one crate and I'm going to put it in my home in the basement somewhere. Let it store for a while. Don't mind me.
Time is fine, but saffron would be better.
I award Paul one Cypher System XP.
Yes.
Which does absolutely nothing for this game.
Doesn't matter.
That is the whole point.
So shall we go check out the evil burial mound? Dasani gives Mikala what... Dasani, possibly not realizing that Mikala has already said yes, is attempting to give her, like, the Dasani equivalent of puppy eyes, which don't work very well.
Mikala is already halfway out the door.
Oh, you said yes. Excellent! Come on, let's go.
I imagine Tasani yanks her cousin.
Yes.
HK will grab an empty bucket and follow.
The
assertion, there is going to be blood. I may as well be prepared.
Or a milkshake, but either of those things is liquid.
Since it's a good pause, design has impulsiveness. Since it's a good pause point here for just a moment, and I've been paged by other people here, why don't we take a short break?
Already.
Suggestion.
Okay.
Everyone should head to the craft services table.
I intend to. I need more tea.
Query. Why did you assert punchline? There seems to be context missing.
With the aid of a functionary and or downloaded maps, you can get to the train. There's basically three ways to get to Nolan's Gap from Villainous City, where the spaceport is. One, you can fly there in an air car. This is not recommended because the atmosphere is prone to whipping up some, you know, sudden storms. It's not as bad as Dromenkos, but they can get they whip up fast and they can get pretty violent. It's a good way to get yourself crashed if you don't know the weather patterns very well. And even if you do know the weather patterns, it's a good way to wind up sort of grounded while a thunder cell passes above. You can get there via ground truck, which a lot of the farms and whatnot do in fact have trucks that, you know, they just sort of float along just above the little metal roads, but there's a lot of truck traffic and you might not actually want to be barreled down by someone who is late for whatever appointment they're making. And then there's the train, where you don't have to worry about any of that, and it's just the train will take about 2 to 3 hours to get there. But, you know, you can sort of fly back, review stuff, try to dig into whatever snack bar they have, that kind of thing. For atmospheric purposes and not plot purposes, which one of the three options would you prefer?
Well, I'd just assume go on the train, but if one of you would rather a truck or an air car, I'm game. Train?
Whatever's fastest. Trains.
Yeah, what she said.
Oh, fastest? But I don't know about the train.
The faster options tend to also be more dangerous, but if you want to pick a more dangerous one, the GM can come up with something for that.
Train's pretty dangerous. Last time wasn't that safe.
But that hasn't happened yet, Crash.
Last time in the future.
I was going to say, this group doesn't have the best history of trains, from what I remember.
But that hasn't happened yet, because that's going to be the future, and you people are still,
And it wasn't this group.
Yeah, I think, all things told, you're probably coming up on the Treaty of Coruscant, but it hasn't happened yet. The war still progresses.
It never changes.
War! What's a good war? Absolutely nothing.
The development of better MREs.
What's this about the treaty?
What treaty? You don't know anything about a treaty.
Yeah, no, we haven't.
Exactly.
I was going to say, the other group isn't that long after the treaty, and I think we're like a decade before them.
No, that's the other
group. Oh, that's the other group. Right, yeah.
The other group.
Shortly before it, yeah.
Yeah. Yes, you're shortly before it, so you're actually catching up. The other group are still apprentices, and, well, one of them may or may not even be an apprentice yet. Unclear. There are possibly some noises about treaties being proposed around now. But that's all politics. It doesn't, you know. HK, when did you turn into a Ferengi in the comments?
Yeah.
Mikola likes the train and is probably going to be leading the way to the train unless you people, like, run off to try to rent a air car or a hover car or something.
HK's equipment currently includes a bucket that HK took off the ship or took from somewhere. We will not have to discuss where, unless we have to discuss where. And a blaster rifle. And HK will pick up both of these things, not attempt to hide that they are carrying either of these, and follow Mikola.
Mikola.
Mikola. One of those words.
If I got it wrong, I apologize.
It's Ricola, but with an M, is how I'm remembering it, and that I still said it wrong.
Brains.
It could be worse.
Crix is being drugged around by his cousin.
Mm-hmm. You're not able to go and oh, that's an interesting shop over there. No, oh, but look at over there. That's like, oh, is that a local food chain?
But the herbs, the spices.
There'll be a diner car on the train.
The train. The people give HK so many looks, but then you people who are dressed like apprentices, and two of you are clearly Sith by blood, and Mikola presumably has a lightsaber somewhere as well. Everybody sort of makes honestly, the droid is probably the least dangerous one, even with the rifle. You get first class on the train. You get the wide seats. You get the nice snack bar. Seats recline even better than... You know, you need to get some of these seats, Mikola. These are good seats.
Okay.
But they're even better than the ones on your ship so far. Dun, dun, dun. The trip is probably going to be uneventful unless you event it yourselves.
No, I'm just going to read journals.
Tizani, are you causing any events?
I am doing research. Do I have research skill?
I have no idea.
I do have research skill.
Astounding! Do research!
I would like it if clicking the thing made the thing go. There we go.
You just made it. What are you researching?
I'm attempting to look up any records of similar... what's it?
People decomposing far too quickly on top of a strange mound?
Yeah, basically. Sorry, my words left in the middle of that sentence and it was not useful.
Mm-hmm. It happens. You could accumulate a half dozen plausible reports of these things, two of which have some extremely interesting papers attached. One of them's by Ancient Knowledge. Ew. Regarding ancient curses on graves that people dug up and problems happened. One of them appears to have been some kind of weird plague that was released and the place had to be contained with a small nuke. Very tragic. But, well, it's better than some kind of horrible rotting disease getting loose.
Yeah. Yeah.
Tizani is occupied. Crix?
So
there's a snack bar.
Crix will go to investigate the snack bar if Sadi is sufficiently distracted.
You're on a moving train. It'd be difficult for you to jump off and run away.
Not with that attitude. Just... Suggestion. What? I could always throw you.
Never toss a Sith.
Rand snaps his fingers and walks away, head hanging low as sad Hulk music plays in the background.
What does this snack bar have?
It has sort. It's the good one. It has some fruits. It has pastries. It looks like someone has really done a significant job trying to turn the raw ingredients for MREs into things that you would actually eat in first class on a train.
So respectable. A respectable job doing that.
Respectable job doing that. I mean, what they were planning for was fairly stuff that they didn't have to replace because it goes bad frequently. Sure. But, the pastries are mostly individually packaged, not fresh baked, you know. Yeah, this is a perfectly respectable thing for what they must be working with. This isn't Cost City. This is not quite it's not a backwater planet, but it's kind of a backwater planet in the sense of it's not where the fancy people live.
Can I tell if they've used any sort of herbs or seasonings or that I am unfamiliar with?
There's some local names you don't actually recognize. You can grab those, they're on like ingredients lists and whatnot. You can grab those and go back to your seat and research them if you want.
Definitely do that.
Okay. You're occupied with food. HK, are you doing anything terrible to disrupt this train ride or prepare?
No, HK is certain that entertainment will be provided eventually if one is patient.
All right. You all roll into the train station, aisle out. There's a car waiting there. It looks big enough to fit everybody, actually. It's sort of a space SUV, space van, something like that. It has an Imperial sigil on it that is written Nolan's Gap Security. And there's someone who was obviously waiting in there, and he climbs out. Did I get his rank right when I made his thing? Yes, I did. And I will just drag a placeholder here. It's black and white. Sort of round-faced fellow. Governor said that there was contingent of Sith here to help.
That's right.
Beth,
my lords.
Were we told that there was going to be someone waiting for us here?
Not particularly, because some people sort of ran off before all the briefing could happen. You were told that you were being sent to this place because of a relative said there was a problem that needed Sith. Are you being suspicious of this person? Do you have skills that might be useful for this?
Let's see.
Your force skills have a little dot in front of them to make them sort to the bottom.
Would a sense of motion be appropriate?
You could probably sense if he had ill will, yes.
Mm-hmm.
You also have danger sits as one of your advantages, which is a IQ. Although technically I'm supposed to roll that one and tell you if you do or don't sense danger, but you know how that goes.
Because I can't figure out how to do that one. You could do that one and I'll do this one.
Good idea. You rolled a 6. You made your sense of motion. Oh, and I rolled a 6 also. Michaela, you're not really getting anything from him very hard. Crix, he's glad to see you people. He's a little bit disappointed isn't quite the right word, but he was maybe hoping for more than apprentices, maybe is basically happy, pleased enough to see you. You do not sense hostility from him.
Okay. Thank you. Mm-hmm.
Mikala, are you? Sorry, it's Mikala who. Yeah, Mikala got a. Sorry, that failed. Not sure what. Yeah. Tizani, do you care?
I'm trying to figure out what I should roll.
Emotion sense? Danger sense? I can roll danger sense for you if you want.
Emotion sense didn't get put on my sheet.
That's not my fault. Did you not bother with emotion sense?
Emotion sense is one of the things that was supposed to be part of the package. So
true. Let's see. What's the pop that there? Come here. Where'd that go? That's odd.
Okay, it's just roll IQ minus 3.
Yeah.
That you, seems you like a bad have, thing to roll.
You don't have the force ability thing on here at all.
Yeah, Sen didn't get it put down either.
Is it in Sphere of Mysteries? Oh, there it is. It's hiding in Sphere of Mysteries. That's where I was. Force user. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, empathic yeah, vibes. IQ minus 3. Yeah, I didn't okay. put that in. Vibes check. Well, none of you... I just roll a couple more danger senses here, just for grins.
I'm good at danger sense. I'm very good at danger sense.
What's the default slot for danger sense?
Hmm?
Because I have not given HKRPR any, like, skills that are like danger sense or sensing motive or understanding how meat bags handle interpersonal involvement. So either HK is going to roll very poorly or not care.
No one is getting a danger sense vibe at the moment. Sith use a sort of form of short-term precognition for danger generally. And if droids have it, then it's a programming thing about, you know, what is not adding up here that danger must be happening.
Oh, I can do something. I'll roll this. I have rolled applied mathematics. Does anything add up?
Yes. Thank you.
I fully understand that that's a joke roll. I'm not asking you to actually respond to it, by the way.
Good, because I had someone come over and hand me the takeout order.
Hello, Walter.
And oh, they
in that
gave
case, I need to go
loaded.
Grab food.
Oh, I did not want loaded baked mashed potatoes. I wanted regular mashed potatoes.
Stand back. The potatoes are loaded.
Yes, with bacon.
The safety's off.
Chadwick's here? That was a lot funnier in my head.
I still thought it was funny.
Thank you. Loaded baked potatoes, Chadwick.
Apropos of nothing, okay, while I'm there back is a slight well. Delay. Oh, never mind.
People are talking. Sorry about that. Someone put bacon on my food.
Well, that's fine unless you're a vegetarian.
Which I am.
That was the joke.
Okay, I think we're taking another pause now since EO is going to run down and get their food.
I have pressed the button. All previous jokes are lost to time. They are for us to know and you to guess.
Or possibly find out, depending on what we do. And we're back. It's really just been a few minutes. Honest, it's just been a few... It's been a little while. You're getting off the train, last I recall, and the cat has decided to yell at me. Dickens, eat, drink your water.
Why does the cat Dickens. Scream? If you knew, you'd be screaming too.
All right, I've informed the cat that he can drink his water. I don't have to get him fresh water. I got him fresh water like 10 minutes ago. You're getting off the train. There is a person there who is in uniform, has the corporal's insignia on it, and has plainly been waiting for you. So, you know, does the coming up in the, my lords, we may be revamping this, you can always cut whatever doesn't work out, Prash, or we can just retcon.
Statement, thank you for acknowledging the rank that I hold in my heart.
Oh, shit.
Crick kind of just shuffles along behind the others.
You're being thoroughly derailed by a mouthy droid. the corporal. I'm Corporal DeBurr, my lords. I'm glad that you could make it. There's been some strange things and someone's died.
That doesn't seem good.
No. No, it's not, my lords.
Aren't there billions of people dying in the galaxy every day, just as a natural order of things?
Yes, my lords, but there's some concern about...
They're not supposed to die because they touched bad things.
Oh.
We're supposed to take away the bad things.
Gotta watch out for those mushrooms.
No! I mean, maybe.
Are there terrible force active mushrooms here?
I wouldn't know, my lord. You haven't found anything, says the GM.
Right. Observation. Okay. One should avoid the pizza.
Huh. I'll have to bring that up the next time I talk to biotics.
Yes, my lord.
Making poisonous pizza?
Or spizza.
Well, sure. Wouldn't be the weirdest thing we've investigated.
Oh, I thought you were going to poison someone.
No. Okay. No, biotics is.
Usually. They do that a lot.
That's just a waste of good spizza.
Well, it's not if you hated the person who got poisoned. We have a briefing.
Oh, right.
My lords, was the food on the train acceptable, or do you need better, do you need a meal before the investigation, or?
Oh, don't worry, it wasn't poisoned.
Analysis. The food was terrible, and the portions were too small.
Don't listen to him, he doesn't eat.
Yes, my lords.
Can we see the burial mounds?
They don't seem to be burial mounds, my lords.
That would be unusual.
They started smaller.
They've been getting bigger?
Yes, my lords. They've been getting bigger.
Oh, fascinating. Mikolai, I'm so glad you got us to come along with this.
Oh, sure. Query. Anytime.
Query, were the burial mounds inflating or having more mass added to them?
We don't know, my lords. That's...
Proposal.
That's a really interesting philosophical point.
Proposal, we puncture the burial mounds to see if that degasses them.
Well, let's table that.
I had a monitor that needed degassing sometimes.
You have completely derailed Corporal DeBurr. He is completely, he had something prepared to say, and this is not what he was expecting.
Proposal, this counts as combat. We get 2 XP at the end of the session.
If GM, nobody no. else gets the corporal back on track, Tizani grabs him by the wrist and starts towing him towards the direction she thinks the maybe not burial mounds are in.
He's got a car there. He's got a ground car even.
Okay. In that case, Tizani is getting into the car.
Yes, of course, my lords, yes. He will go and open the door appropriately. My lords, yes, please, I can start driving you to the first of the mounds. Would you like a rundown as we go?
Oh, yes. Right, there was more? Excellent.
Yes, The first one is the GM check their notes. The first one is El's Lotis mound. His neighbor found him dead. He was trying to dig it up.
That's always how people end up dead.
Yes, and then there's the Kremblies, and they just left after they reported the mound. They very quickly they reported it. They packed up and they left. We haven't gotten appropriate permissions to search the inside of the house yet. But of course, my lords, you are permissions in and of yourselves, and the Crimbly family on Zyost can't complain if you go in there. And the other one is Ruse Jocent, who's he's got a temper. He says that there's one in his backyard and he's threatened to shoot anyone who comes near him, but you won't have to worry about that, my lords, I'm sure. He's
could be fun.
The first one is going to be for Els's mount, if that's all right.
Yes, let's start where it started.
Excellent. He will take you to the place, driving along in the darkness with this, this feels so rustic out here. It's strange and primitive. The houses are all fairly spaced out apart. It's not like, you know, there's a whole bunch of them up together once you get out of the area where the train stops, basically. There's a train area. There's a little bit that might possibly be suburbia. There's a sudden mass of what passes for downtown in a imperial small town. And then everything goes very rural. You get to, through the darkness. He'll tell you about Elzlauti a bit, that he was an accountant for the Forest Hay Farm, which grows forest hay, which is a local grain. It's green, it's leafy, it's figures in as a new, reasonably nutritious, low flavor grain used for military rations a lot of the time. Rand would have loved this place, but he's not here. So Els was had gotten a job as an accountant. He was fixing the place up. He was there for about 6 months. He alleged, said that the mound appeared in his backyard. Well, that's what the neighbor said. And within a week of it appearing, he was going absolutely nuts trying to get rid of it. And now he was dead, and it looked like he'd been there for months or something. It was huge and horrible. Pull up. It's dark. You know, there aren't any lights on except for what the car has, its lights are on. It's a small one-story building. There's an unpainted, freshly built porch. Extra planks laid neatly to the side of the porch steps. There's a worn-out, small truck-type thing. Looks like some kind of military surplus. It's still fairly muddy. And what would you like to do?
I am going to set off in search of his shovel.
Okay. Let me move my notes around so that I can get back to this side of things. Oh, I'm sorry, LA. I didn't see the thing here. I was looking at my notes so hard.
No problem.
The coordinates. You will have gotten the coordinates along the way, yes.
You were infodumping. I didn't want to interrupt.
Reasonable. Yes, you can tell your droids where to go, their coordinates.
I think only BBP came with us.
Yeah, Rocksteady's back with the ship.
Okay, your droid can follow along then, or if you have a small hover thing, you could clip that to the back of the vehicle. It's more like a van, and get towed along.
I have this image of BBP or Bebop, whichever. Traveling at speed down what passes for a road with my character riding piggyback, possibly waving one hand in the air that just happens to have a cowboy hat in it. Don't know where it came from.
Who did you steal it from?
It was caught on a breeze and smacked into me, so it's mine now.
Corporal, do you have the autopsy report for the farmer?
Not on me, my lord, but yes, heavily.
When you have a chance, have someone send it to my comm, will you?
Yes, of course. I'll comm the droids at the med center right now.
Thanks.
Yes, good. Okay. Scroll. Okay. Let me. So, Tzani's gone off to look for something that will have a shovel. Where are you looking for?
No, specifically, I have gone off to look for the tool he was using to dig up the mound.
You're basically looking for the mound.
Yeah.
Okay, you're headed towards the back of the house. Anyone who is there or following you, I would like to get a perception roll. It's kind of dark out, so I'm going at -2. You have already, yeah, you have failed severely. Sorry, HK.
I'm looking for the mound.
But you found your perception.
I can't find it anywhere. I did. I can't find it anywhere. I might be standing on top of it. I climbed to the top of the mound to see if I could find the mound better.
No. You would find it. Despite two, even without the penalty. Mikula, would you like to... Okay. Mikula makes a roll. As you are following along towards the back of the house, there's a window that's open, and actually it's been broken. And let me just quickly check a rules thing that I have been asked on this one.
I love that I have all these citations from when my character was made, and when I click on them, it takes me to Warehouse 23, where I can buy the GURPS basic set, characters and campaigns.
Oh, the in GCS?
Yes.
They carry over
GCS Foundry. Added the links, but links were imported to Foundry, yes.
If you have it on your home computer, you can have it open the PDF that you own, but Foundry doesn't have that link.
It is what it is, and it amuses me. And I'm saying this to buy time for you to look something up.
Yes, well, I was looking up whether scanning sense would have worked. What kind of scanning sense do you have?
I don't know. It just says scanning sense, 0 points.
Well, that's because it's all part of the meta trait for being a machine, I guess.
I also have natural attacks, 0 points.
No, it's not.
Which explains why I have a bite attack on the character sheet.
Yeah, natural attack. I'll take your bite attack off. That's what I'll do in a moment.
Don't you dare. My character will bite you if you attempt.
I'm the GM. I can deal with that. You're scanning.
I'll try it at range.
Well, for later, we will have to determine what your scanning sense is because you actually have to determine what it is, and I don't know why it's 0 points.
Well, we'll table it for now and continue with the plot.
Yeah. Yes. Thank you for looking at the vegetation. Visual differences. It's been in the dark. Give me a roll. It's been in the dark. You may have to roll very well to get much of a sense of that.
You want the perception or the other thing? Perception, I guess, makes more sense. Yeah.
Or gardening and the lower of perception, gardening.
Definitely perception by a lot. Okay.
Oh, that's a nice roll. Well, the vegetation as you have traveled, you know, as you got there, that was around the train station, and as you traveled out, you've been adapting to what healthy vegetation looks like. In the harsh light and shadows of the ground car, as you all pile out to follow after Tizani, sorry about having to space everything together here. It looks okay in the yard and around the street. And as you are following Tizani along, presumably, the vegetation does look a little bit unhappy to your eagle eye of making your perception roll by 6. Sort of discolored around the edges, et cetera, et cetera. Let's see. Mikula, you have noticed a broken window that's also been opened, actually. So it's not just that's broken. It's now broken and open. And layer everything here. I don't know if you want to split the party or if you want to try to grab Tizani and say, wait a moment, or what?
I gotta go find a fresher. I'll catch up.
All right. You're splitting
the party. My proper balance.
You're splitting the party.
I award you 1 Cypher System XP.
that's two in a row. Okay, I'll take it.
Yeah. All right. I am going to put people into pseudo combat initiative so that I can make sure that I don't miss anyone. Okay, I think that's everyone who's here is now going to get to be.
And now Paul gets to experience the wonder that is rolling for initiative in GURPS.
which isn't actually much rolling.
The rolling is more for tiebreakers, but otherwise our stats determine our order.
Tizani, roll.
Oh, corporal.
Yes, corporal. Corporal DeBurr. I don't know the appropriate thing.
Well, no, I was just looking at it in the combat tracker and thinking, that's a heck of a first name.
Corporal. See, his parents were too poor to afford vowels.
Yes.
So, Paul, what you need to do if you're looking over on the right-hand side, you've got the little chat bubble at the top. Next one down is cross swords. You have to click on that and then click on the D20 that's in line with your character to roll your initiative. There we go.
Done.
Okay.
Good news, everyone. The chef's going first.
Just what you need.
Assertion, I have not placed my order yet.
Okay, Crix. I'm going to have this. It's not precisely in combat time, but I'm just going to keep going to figure out what's going on. Mikala has said that she's going to... What was that again, Mikala?
Find a fresher.
So, and then I told everybody to go into initiative order so I can actually make sure that everyone's doing things and I don't miss anybody, because I will. I know me. So, distracting people. Okay, Crix, what are you up to upon hearing this? Tizani's headed towards the back.
Auntie said to stay with them, so I will do that. And follow Sonny.
Okay. Mikala, there would appear to be a broken window.
Yes. I am headed for the front door.
Okay.
There is a method to my madness here. I understand that splitting the party is frustrating.
No, it just means that I have to definitely make sure that I'm got you all in pseudo combat time so I can know when to do. The front door is locked.
Okay, well, that's probably why the window is broken. Mika's idea here is that if there is somebody inside the house, she doesn't want the whole group trooping in and putting them on the offensive. They are much more likely to start shooting.
Entirely possible. Tizani, you've been beelining for the backyard.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, scroll. The backyard is pretty big. I mean, an acre's pretty big, right? It's big. It's got an old fence around it that it's not much of a fence. It's more of a here's the borders and there's the line. There's the rail that's down low. There's a rail that's up about waist high. There's the posts, that kind of fence. Give me another perception roll, no penalties, and give it for smell taste.
Huh? I didn't
hear that. Can I get another perception roll out of you? If you have any bonuses for smell or taste, or penalties thereof.
No, only hearing.
Okay, this is a smell, this is a odors. Made by 3. Something in that yard, as the wind shifts, absolutely reeks. It's ammonia and decay. You can, in the light, as your eyes adjust a bit, make out that there's a large, about the size of a car, small car that, you know, on the ground, not floating, obviously, mound. Did anyone
use a flashlight? What's raking?
Well, it's certainly from the direction the breeze is blowing. Do you want to bring flashlights?
I don't need a flashlight.
Wow.
I'm applauding.
Did you have that queued up ready to go to say that? Like, because that was impressive.
We have a soundboard.
It's in the soundboard.
Yeah. Anytime you listen to one of the shows and you hear a mouse droid, that's one of the buttons.
Off recording, you'll have to show me that sometime.
Yes.
It's a little megaphone down at the bottom, right underneath where it says voice connected.
Holding your saber up like a torch so that it doesn't have its light in the middle of where your vision is, it casts its red gleaming glow. Yeah, there's that great big mound there, and there's stuff scattered around it, like shovels and things with handles, and well, anyway, I'm going to
I was looking for one shovel, but he seems to have bought a dozen.
Indeed. HK's turn.
I am going to pick up a shovel and shove it into the mound.
Okay. You tromping over there. Many of them have broken handles, and some are smeared with a sticky, rust-colored oil.
I try to not pick up one that I'm going to have to wash my hands off later for.
They're
organics
all
care about
grubby.
Stuff like that.
Yeah, they're all kind of grubby, but...
Okay, well, organics care about that, but I care less about that. So I'm still going to pick up a shovel. One with a broken handle might be okay. I am trying to go with my initial suggestion of puncturing the mound to see if it outgasses.
It does not appear to outgas or deflate. It simply... it's like somebody piled up a bunch of dirt and roots and gravel and clumps of things that people should have been putting in the little plastic bags and disposing of properly after their dogs went to utilize someone's yard as a restroom, you know, the usual.
Observation.
There's actually a little image here.
I have failed to puncture the mound, and then I wipe my hand off on the grass.
You stuck a shovel blade into it, and this is what you got. More dirt.
Yeah. The player was not expecting anything to happen, but HK didn't know. And right. This picture you are sharing gives me strong Jurassic Park 1 vibes.
Yeah, possibly. I mean, it's entirely possible they even did some photo manip on something like that.
No, it's definitely not from Jurassic Park 1. You just give me the vibes of one person looking at a great big pile of, we will call it dirt.
Query. This is just, I guess, game knowledge. The ship has sensors, correct?
The ship that you left behind at spaceport has sensors.
Right. So if trying to dig into this thing these things seems fruitless, would a flyby in the spaceship using sensors on them be a legitimate course of action to pursue?
It might pick up something, it might not. It depends on if it's something that the sensors are calibrated for. And they're Star Wars sensors, not Star Trek sensors, so...
Right.
Let's see. I'm going to go to Corporal DeBurr, who is following... He looks a bit torn and is now following Michaela, going, "My lord, may I... It's been locked."
Do you have a key?
No, I don't have the key yet. I checked it out yesterday and everything was fine. Something wrong?
Someone broke a window on the side and used it to unlatch the window so I could get in. I just want to see what's inside.
I see. Right. Well, there ought to be a key, but it's back at the... Didn't think we need to go in.
Yeah.
Right, okay. So, if you wish to break the door, my lord, I have some tools that can nail it shut afterwards in the van.
Oh, okay. That'll be useful. What kind of door is it?
It's a wooden door. It's not horribly thick, but it's not completely flimsy either.
Oh, so it's not like a sliding...
No, it's got hinges. This place is kind of primitive. It's what you get when you've got a small rural community that, you know, relies on old, easily repairable from space points of view, technologies.
Space points.
Yeah, it's understandable.
Splints. What?
You said space points of view. Space points or splints.
You can't see that I have my fingers between my eyebrows.
I see it in my mind's eye.
I'm glad. I'm glad. Okay. I'm going to loop back to Crix.
Yeah. Crix is shuffling along behind his cousin. Looking at the vegetation stuff.
You're going to catch a whiff of the terrible as soon as you make a perception roll on that.
All right, make a perception roll.
Just for grins.
Just for S's and G's.
Very nice. Made by 7. You wish you hadn't made your perception roll by 7.
I was going to say.
So
you wish.
Does this so poignant odoriferous emanation remind me of anything? Because in cooking, there are often some very odd ingredients that have strong odors. You know, durian, for example, in our own world. But you know, is there anything in my experience that this could be likened to? Would you like a roll of something, or is just cooking too?
I'm just going to give this one for you. Okay. Durian is probably about the closest, except it's if cleaning, it smells like the fresher backed up into the dishwasher and sink. And then someone has been trying to clean it with heavy duty cleaning supplies and hasn't stopped the backing up.
All right. I'm looking around. Is there an outhouse, or does this place seem to have indoor plumbing?
You do not see anything that looks like an outhouse. There's a few sheds around, but they don't look like outhouses. And there's that mound.
So help me, if the grand reveal is that everyone's septic system is just backing up because they don't know how to take care of it properly.
All we need is a big, big delivery of rigs. But yeah, that's where Crix's brain goes. Is this a simply part and parcel to a really bad, septic backup essentially?
Next up, let's see. Next up would be, can I swap to Mikola? Can I do you right after Tizani? Because you did have the.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll go to Tizani. I blinked there. Tizani, the droid. Poked at it with a shovel. It did not deflate.
Don't dig it up. Don't dig it up. That's how somebody died. I pick up a random shovel.
Some of them are sticky.
So it's okay if you do it.
You're using psychometry on the shovel. And you made it by 8. Are you focused on trying to find any particular sorts of impressions off it?
Well, at this point, I think what's in my mind is, why are you sticky?
You do not want the answer to that question.
The thing is sticky. It's really not clear. It's goo that's gotten onto it. A man was digging with this, digging and digging and trying to make it go away, and you were getting the almost a sense of panic and hyperfixation and weird nightmarish vibes that coming from the person who kept digging and digging, and he had to dig, and it had to go, it had to make go away, it had to be made to go away, it had to go. There's someone who's just sort of frothing and pointing and screaming at it. It's going away. It must go away, and it's not, and it has to, and it's not. And
so, why is it sticky?
Well, it had. It got goo on it, and from the some kind of oil, it's trying to make.
Well, I'm just going to keep this for analysis.
That's reasonable. That's reasonable.
And also, I need to wash my hands. Ew. And now to someone else.
And now to someone else. Mikaela, you have been given permission to break the door if you need to. It's good to be a Sith.
Well, can I tell how it's locked?
It appears to be locked at the a deadbolt. It's okay. Very low tech. It's so low tech. It's so low tech here.
Then I'm going to lightsaber out the deadbolt.
Okay.
The house burns down.
Steps back. It smolders, and you probably want to sort of keep an eye on the door and make sure it doesn't catch, but, you know, made by five.
I'm rolling for precision here.
Yes. It is very precise. The way, however you want to slice that deadbolt out is, I mean, okay, I'm not going to give you, like, filleted into thin pieces, but, you know, it's only by five.
I figured yep. I would just punch a hole through the middle of it.
Yep, you have punched a hole through the middle of it and wiggled it round such that there is not really a deadbolt here anymore.
Okay. I am trying to be kind of quiet about this. I'm not being, like, stealthy, but...
Okay.
I don't want to make the noise that breaking the door down would entail.
Yeah, that's certainly fair. Okay, where are my NPCs? I didn't load that one yet. A quick moment while I load up a character. Create actor. Import. Once you've got it in...
So help me. If I have to mute because I'm laughing at the chat.
Wow. I was going to say, you're making a valiant effort, but I'm seeing it in Wing Lando.
And OBS is more sensitive to the recording than Discord is. So if you don't hear it through Discord, there's still a chance it's going to end up in the recording on my end. I'll have to do all of my laughing from over here. That makes it way harder.
Okay. Well, that's a problem now.
Yes, Ellie, I'll just be over here with the rest of the laughter.
Crash, I have a feeling that loading in pop out may have broken my ability to import.
That's odd.
Yes, you can try it
again,
so
and it'll be even.
I've been trying. Did I get disconnected? I better not get put. Well, no. I will just have to use my notes, and hopefully no one will actually have to make me roll. I wanted to be able to roll this.
We could always do it old school and just, you know, roll 3d6 for things.
That's what I'm planning to do. I just wanted to have a thing to roll off of. There we are.
I wasted a really good roll on that.
Well, I'm sorry.
Is what I would say if I believed in wasting rolls. Random number generator areas don't work that way.
Maybe I need to do one last. Nope. Editor. Yes, I know I'm in. Okay, and I can't import a thing because I don't have a thing, so it's going to have to do that. Okay, that's fine. Okay, put that. Okay, now at least I remember what the name is because it's there. Where was I? Mikaela, you've got the door open, and... Sorry, Mikaela, you've got the door open.
Yes. And now I'm going to quietly enter, and I think that's my turn.
Okay. Swap to next up, since it will be HK. If Crash can compose.
No, I'm here. I am going to offer an oily rag for Dasani to wipe their hands off. It might actually just add grime to the hands, but this is an experimentation to see if that's what happens.
I'm going to make a perception roll.
Oh, you're really good at perceiving things.
No! Ick! No, I'm going in there! Tisane points at the house. And marches off to find a sink.
I enable my shrug protocol.
Or a garden hose. She'll take a garden hose at this point.
There's a hose close to... There's a spigot off to the side of the back door. The back door is locked.
Hose, 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 hose.
Right, something broke here, and the only thing I can think of is that pop-out was the thing that broke.
I can press a button that'll fix it, but it'll have to reload everyone's screen.
Let's not do that at the moment, then. Tizan has run off to find... Yes, you can get a trickle of water out of it. It's sufficient. Is there anything else you want to do besides torment poor Tizani?
No.
HK.
Well, Tizani didn't like my suggestion of puncturing the mound, but that didn't seem to work anyway. My next thought would be to try to shoot the mound with my blaster rifle, but I imagine Tizani would object to that also, so I'm going to wait and see what other ideas people have, and then I'll shoot the mound.
Update these suckers, I guess. And then you're going to shoot them.
Well, other people should have a turn to try their ideas that won't work.
I see.
And then I get to do my idea that won't work.
I should cut to the next one.
Yes, please.
Corporal DeBurr is basically going to quietly... well, he stood aside because you stand aside when Sith have lightsabers. And will be either following Mikala in or going in first if she says to go in first. Crix. Tizani's running around. The droid is being a droid. You get the idea.
When Tizani activated her lightsaber in the area, was there any out of the ordinary immediately surrounding atmospheric disturbances, like any sort of gases being ignited or whatnot?
Not particularly.
Okay. There are windows?
There are windows in the house, into the house, yes.
All right, so I'll shuffle my way, again, tailing behind Tizani toward that side of the house where the spigot is on the house, and see if I could peek in a window.
Give me a vision roll. That's perception.
Perception? Mm-hmm. Not this
missed
time.
Missed by one. It's dark in there. That's what you perceive. I'm going to do a little roll here, though. Well, it's dark in there, but someone's opened this window. I mean, it was dark in that window, and oh, hey, this one's open.
This one's open.
You found an open window.
Huh. I'll gently tap Tizani on the top of her head as she's frantically washing her hands in the trickle of water. Tap, tap, tap.
Yes.
And as she looks at me, I just point toward the window.
Oh.
It's one that you passed on the way in. It's one that was around to the side.
Tizani drops the hose and is going to try to go through the window, which we can deal with later because it's not my turn.
Okay. Mikala, it's your turn.
Okay. You know what? Actually, I'm going to cheat. Or try to.
Failure. Missed by four cents by one. There's too many other people around.
Yeah. Oh, well. It was worth a try.
Force active runs at that.
I'll start looking through the house.
The interior of the house, it's scruffy in here. Things are just sort of left lying around. There's a thick carpet. It smells like fresh dirt. There's stains and clods of dirt on the carpet. There's garden tools, like, all over the place. It's a mess.
What are you calling scruffy looking?
This house is scruffy looking. There's a, you know, there's a front door. There's a sitting room. There's a kitchen. There's a little half bath that's near the sitting room. There's another room that looks like it's in the bedroom. And, well, while you're searching, if you don't mind, I'm going to...
Please, by all means.
Yeah, unless you're basically just sort of zipping through here, slam the doors open.
No.
Okay. Tizani, you want to try to climb in the window?
Yes, that is exactly what I want to do.
I am going to ask you for a climbing roll because it's not a difficult window to climb into, but it's going to take like a hop and jump and that kind of thing.
I actually have points in that skill.
You have climbing skill.
You may therefore assume that Tazade regularly does things like this.
Oh, it's your impulsiveness.
Yes, it is. However, having 4 points in it doesn't mean I'm good at it because I don't have a high dex.
So you fail by one.
You bounce off the wall next to it.
Since you're not really doing this as a matter of life and death, you're basically going, you can get through it, but it's going to take you a little bit, and it's probably going to take you, and you might make some noise. HK, what are you up to while Tazani is scrabbling through the window?
Watching Tazani jump through the window and land atop the screen window portion that they took out on the way through. I'm not saying that's canon. I'm not saying that's canon. HK is going to look at the window, look at the mound, look at the window, look at the mound, look at, unshoulder the blaster rifle, point it at the mound, take aim, play an MP3 recording, space MP3 recording of a heavy sigh, reshoulder the rifle without firing it, and go over to the window. Imagine doing all that would take the full turn.
Okay, that's fair enough. Bricks. Corporal's just following Mikula through the place quietly, muttering things about looks about the same. So, up to Cricks.
I'll go ahead and give her a little boost through.
This will certainly help.
Anything else? I had it!
I know!
FYI, right, Beth, we can see your rolls.
They're private GM rolls.
I am not on the... should not be on the GM account. Did it put me on the GM account?
It did.
Dagnabbit. Well, never mind then. I'm going to log out and log back in.
Once Tazani's through the window, I'll peek my head through. Not through, but like give a, you know, go closer and try to look around in there while staying outside.
Okay. From what you can, I will want a perception roll out of you on some of this.
Perception.
Socket, no. That is the
nice,
keyboard.
Made by
you
six.
You cannot type.
Yeah. That's all right. Dickens has insisted that I place the plate of food on the keyboard so that he can eat there. Fortunately, I still have the trackball, and I don't need to type right now. Thank goodness. Let's see, what is that? Looking in, you can see that there's a tile floor in there. It's a fresher, well, a bathroom. There's footprints on it, dirty ones, and the door into the rest of the house is closed. That's what you can see, Crix.
So no paladins.
No paladins here that you can tell. Or if they are, they didn't wipe their feet. And, well, Mikula, you've checked this, the half bath over there. You've checked that. You've checked that. There's this final door here to look at. And you open the door, and it's a bedroom. And
a bedroom.
A bedroom. Give me a purr roll. There's someone in the bed.
Not someone.
Someone. Dun, dun, dun.
And it was just right.
Well, apparently. But you're apparently one of the bears, so.
I will head quietly over to the bed.
Give me a stealth roll.
No, instead I will give you a dex roll.
With penalties?
Yes.
Okay.
What's the... I can look that up just as easily. Well, no, not just as easily, because I don't have the PDF.
I mean, I'll just say -5, because that's my usual. I'm pretty sure it's an average, so then that's -5.
Yeah, dex -5.
Yeah.
I have to beat a 6. I don't beat a 6.
Well, and then I...
I come close, though.
That's true. That's
missed
not
it
bad.
By that much.
However, the person... You sort of bump into something on the ground. You step on the creaky spot on the floor. The person wakes up. What? What?
An intruder. Don't worry. I'll fire upon them.
There's an We'll go through the rest. Okay. Tizani, as you are clambering in with a bit of help from your cousin, someone from beyond the door that into this room that you're clambering into goes...
I love how all I heard was the bit of static of Discord cutting out the screen.
Discord, why? Why are you
I'll look
like
up
this?
A Wilhelm scream or something and put it in there. No, I
yes, thank you. Yes, give you
no,
a Wilhelm scream for that.
That sounds like something I should go towards very quickly.
There are two kinds of people in this world.
Mikola lands on the ground and goes to the end of this small little fresher and slams the door open, I assume.
Well,
I think you said the wrong character name.
Yeah, you said Mikola.
No, right. Tizani.
Yes, Tizani lands in here, hears the scream, and launches herself through the door as soon as she can get it open.
Slamming the door open.
HK?
I will add a reverb to my heavysigh.mp3 file, play it, and then walk quickly towards the window and do the thing where I continue to walk forwards after I hit the window, expecting to fall forward. And the plan is to somersault and then stand back up again. So the execution is not meant to be
acrobatics.
Graceful.
Acrobatics.
So dexterity minus 5 is what you're saying.
Yes, dexterity minus 5 is what I'm saying.
All righty. It would help if I hadn't reloaded because I was a GM and should not have been, and therefore ended up, I'm stalling for time. There we go. Minus 5. Dexterity. Let's do this. So I do, in fact, go through the window. Maybe. I do not stick the landing. I might go through the window.
Give me a strength roll.
The only stat that I put any points into, by the way, was intelligence. I am apparently strong enough to do a bad thing.
The window still, as you put your somewhat above the hips above it, makes horrible cracking noise as you do fail to go through it entirely and bend your upper body through into it. It goes crunch underneath you a little.
Observation, the window appears to be a trap of some kind.
For droids. And on that note, we've been playing for about an hour. Yes. Well, on that note, we've been playing for about an hour. We should either take a break, and when we come back, we'll either play some more or we'll have an outro, depending on how people are feeling.
Okay. I believe this is called a punchline.
Yes, it's where you get the punch from. No, not the kind that someone hits you. Anyway. On the cliffhanger of someone has screamed and one person has burst through a door and one person has broken a window slightly, or at least a window frame. That's what happens. Droids are a little heavy. And Mikola has surprised the person in bed who may or may not be Goldilocks. I think we're going to end it for the evening. So thank you all for playing. Thank you for listening. Tonight I had Crash and Ellie and Eo and Paul, and who would like to plug something?
Well, I hear that Eo's mom writes books.
This is true, at ElizabethMcCoy.com. And if you like the books that you see there, you can go to one of the places linked to buy them, or you can check them out at your local library via Hoopla. They're ebooks, and if your local library doesn't have Hoopla, then you can look sad at them. You can ask them to buy them through Overdrive for you, and then I get paid, and you get to read for free, and the library is happy because they don't cost a lot for libraries. And speaking of other cool things.
Ice?
No.
Polar vortexes? Snow?
That's not none of these are cool. I mean, cool as in awesome, not cool as in frigid.
I am technically correct.
Which, of course,
is the best kind. Yes. Also, we take all these podcasts and put them over on AaronBSmith.com, which recently, as of this recording, not when you hear it particularly, got a revamp because 90% of what I do is the podcasting stuff. So the podcasts are now front and center with links to the episodes, but also links to the RSS feeds to subscribe to them directly through that front page. So you can subscribe to all of them or just the sessions that you think are cool, like ICE or Polar Vortexes. We also have a Patreon, patreon.com/CogWheelGaming, where you can help us keep the lights on, along with other illustrious patrons, including Ellie, Liv Drummond, Paul, Shanshan, Walter, and Patron Emeritus Cindy. That is again at patreon.com/CogWheelGaming.
Until next time, this is Beth saying that I really wish that Discord would let me do a proper...
It still cut that off. I'm just going to cut all of those truncated ahs together into a super cut of I'm not doing this.
I will not count fun count.
All right, and now you all have an asset to breaking and entering.
Wait a minute. That's what are we breaking and entering into this time?
The same thing we do every time.
Library?
An outhouse.
No. Oh.
Look, that paladin's been in there too long. One of us needs to get them out of there.
We don't know a paladin.
Of course not. They've been locked in the outhouse for days.
I have concerns, old Rob. Good night.
Good night. We'll be right back.